Track 6 and more news stories. A gripping novel from a Tynmouth author. A Tynmouth author has released a gripping new historical novel set in the dark days of 1938 as Europe was sliding towards the chaos of all-out war and Britain faced an enemy it didn't yet understand. Set in London and war-ravaged southern Spain, John Ludlam's book, We Are Made, is a deeply affecting exploration of love, loss, and moral complexity, played out against the backdrop of pre-war London. William, torn from academia by grief and responsibility, finds himself drawn into the industrial pulse of Spitfire production and the shadows of espionage. As he reconnects with Elizabeth, their story is woven into a web of political and personal tensions. Local literature fans gathered at TAG last week for a lively book launch where John gave a reading and signed copies of the novel. For more than 30 years, John covered international news for the Viz News and Reuters news agencies. His book is the first in a series of novels examining what geopolitics does to people. My years as a video agency journalist have taught me that geopolitics will never leave us alone, said John. Ordinary people are always caught up in the ambitions of those who shout the loudest. This is as true today as it was in 1938 when We Are Made is set. Men shouting, well, that pretty much sums up geopolitics. The novel is out on Amazon in ebook and paperback, or if you prefer the personal touch, John will be on hand at the Pavilions in Tynmouth at the Christmas Book Fair on November the 30th to sign copies of his book.
Citizen Awards. Lusley Parish Council is to launch a Citizens Award. Criteria for the award will be agreed at the Parish Council's next meeting on the 14th of November. However, similar Parish Council awards recognise residents who have made significant contributions to the life of their town or village. Nominations for the Lusley Citizens Award will open up in January and the award will be presented at Lusley's annual parish meeting in April next year.
Christening ceremony for new recycling trucks. Meet Bruce Springclean, Bilbo Baggins, the Flying Dustman and Hector the Collector. They're among four of the names chosen by the public for the 21-strong fleet of Teignbridge District Council's new recycling lorries. The completion was launched back in the summer with the aim to making each vehicle identifiable when it's out and about on its rounds. Similar competitions run by council elsewhere in the country have resulted in a raft of original monikers from Binny McBoniface and the Binny Takes It All to Marcus Trashford and Binderella. The name-choosing winners were invited to the council's vehicle depot last Saturday to meet their newly christened collection vehicles and receive their prizes. Councillor Pete Williams, the Executive Member for Recycling, Household Waste and Environmental Health, said, "This really is a fantastic way of getting more people to recycle, and I can see by some of the names that a lot of fun has been had by both children and adults in choosing them." And there's a couple of photographs of the new lorries, along with some of the people who will be using the recycling opportunities.
Lifeboat welcomes new crew. Tynmouth Lifeboat crew have welcomed two new members, Laura Creefman and Stuart Eames. Laura, a keen sailor, joined Tynmouth RNLI in October, beginning her immediate training for the shore-based volunteer role of launch authority. She said, "I've often thought about how important the RNLI's work is to so many members of the public, whether holiday visitors or experienced locals." After moving to Dawlish, Laura is just a 7-minute walk away from the beach and is looking forward to being a member of the volunteer crew and joining the skilled team at the station. Joining Laura as a trainee is Stuart Eames, who has been part of the volunteer crew at Tynmouth RNLI since 2013. Stuart joined initially as a volunteer shore crew and continued his training, becoming a head launcher and passing out as a tractor driver. Over his 11-year service, Stuart has had many memorable moments, including his times as a live casualty in one of the many demonstrations. A train driver in his day job, Stuart is looking forward to continuing his volunteer training, using the training he's already gained over the years and learning even more. The launching authority contributes to the operational activities carried out to maintain the lifeboats and all associated equipment in a constant state of readiness for launching on service.
Van abandoned. A man has been arrested after a van was left abandoned following a collision near Newton Abbot. Police were called at around 10 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, October the 23rd, following a report of a single vehicle collision at Deer Park Lane in Coffinswell. Upon arrival, officers found a van in a hedgerow left abandoned. The driver was located nearby and promptly arrested on suspicion of driving whilst under the influence of drink or drugs. He was found to have sustained minor injuries, so was taken to hospital to be checked over, a spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said.
Art show to boost school funds. An art show which raises much needed funds for a local school takes place at the Teen Valley Community Hall in Christo this weekend, November the 1st to the 3rd. Since the first show took place over 20 years ago, the Doddiscombe Lee Art Show has become a key feature in the Devon art calendar, and its reputation for showcasing both established and new artists is outstanding. The first show was held in the primary school in 2002, and since then it has outgrown to the school, with the three-day event now having a permanent fixture at the Teen Valley Community Hall. Every penny raised from the show is given to Doddiscombe Lee Primary School and Preschool to enable them to continue to provide the very best education for each and every child. The quality and range of art at the Doddy Art Show is astonishing, with an incredible selection of oil, watercolour, sculptures, ceramics, lino cut, etchings, textiles, collage and more. And this year, 11 of the exhibiting artists have in particularly strong link to Doddiscombe Lee, as they are either school alumni, past Doddy parents, current and past staff, or residents of the village. A wide selection of handcrafted items ideal for Christmas gifts will also be on sale in the gallery shop, and the Art Show Cafe will be providing delicious homemade food and refreshments over the 3 days. The show is open between 10 o'clock and 5 o'clock on Friday, November the 1st, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday, and 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock on the Sunday. Admission to the show is free.